Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, my name is Denise Eckert, and I'm from the Relaxation Lounge. And I love coming on here and sharing different techniques and tricks and tips to help you lower that stress in your life. Because living in stress is just not good for us. Now, today I've got Jackie Bird of Jackie Bird Spiritual Wellness, and she's a wellness guide. So welcome, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what led you down the path of helping people reduce their stress and create a more joyful life?
Well, nothing like pain. Nothing like pain to make you say, I don't like being in pain. So basically, it started with me dealing with my own pain, my own stress and anxiety. I basically have, dealt with it most of my life. I was in a very high pressured industry prior to becoming a wellness guide. I was a performing artist. And, stress and anxiety seem to go with everything. And, sometimes you get to a point in your life where you go, you know what? It doesn't have to be. And I got to that point, and once I was able to come up with some things that worked for me, I began to help other people.
Now, someone that's listening to this right now, what are the steps that you took that you could share that possibly could help others out there? What steps would you take to start reducing the stress in your life?
Well, I think you have to recognize that stress doesn't happen to you, that you are part of that equation. So in that, you have to begin to realize, okay, what things do I really need? What things can I let go of? What things am I perpetrating and making worse by certain repetitive habits and actions that I take? So you really have to become more mindful of your role in your stress.
And what's a good step to take to do that? Because that's a pretty big ask for ourselves, for someone that's never done any mindfulness work.
Well, I think that, it's not an easy thing. So there's not like a simple thing in the sense of everything takes some focus on your part or a level of awareness. So the first thing is when you realize you're not happy, you're stressed. You may be having a lot of headaches. You may be having backaches, stomach aches, certain types of aches. You may not be sleeping well. Any of these kinds of things tell you that you're out of balance. And when you recognize that that is happening, that's the beginning of awareness. Most of us go through this without being aware. And we also assume, well, it's happening to everybody. Everybody's stressed, so it's normal. But you have to really begin to want to make changes. And nobody can make you do that but you. So you have to take that step of, I don't feel well. I don't feel right. Something feels off. That's the beginning. And then you have to begin to identify, well, what is it? And you're not necessarily going to know off the bat. You may have a job you hate and you begin to realize, oh, my job is stressing me. Then you have to figure out why. Why is my job stressing me? Maybe I'm working too many hours. Maybe I have a boss that I can't stand. Maybe I'm working on a team that's stressing me. Maybe, you have to begin to identify. And you also have to go, okay, what can I do to reduce this? Maybe I can't leave my job right now. My boss is my boss. when you see what the circumstances are, this is what you're working with, then what can I do? If you wake up and you go, I hate my job, that adds more stress. So just that action of, oh, you know, I say that a lot. I say I hate my job. Catching yourself is the beginning. Not complaining about how much you hate your job. Maybe beginning to look at what's good on your job. How does it work? You know, oh, it's the paycheck. Paycheck checks great. Okay, well, that's a beginning. So you really have to identify. That's the first step. And like I said, it could be, it's not necessarily easy, but you're the one that has to do it.
Absolutely. And I love that because you are now recognizing that you have a problem. You're taking responsibility for that problem and you're turning it around. Because I know for myself, like I've had jobs where I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. I would make myself physically sick so that mm-hmm. when I phoned in sick, I wasn't lying. Mm-hmm. And the minute I'd phone in sick, I'd be fine. And it's just it's a horrible hamster wheel. You know, it.
Yeah. We have so much power, but we don't realize it because we give it to everybody else, you know, and we say, oh, I can't help it. Yes, you can. It takes some focus, but it's really taking your power and using it to your benefit.
And even when I was in that situation, like, as you said, it was a paycheck. You know, I was grateful for the money it brought in. I was grateful for the bills that it paid, mm-hmm. but I'd be looking for something else. And that's what used to keep my spirits up.
Yeah.
Because I was, my thoughts and my focus was elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a little bit of a robot at that job, but there's a lot of times where actually my supervisor went, you know what, Denise, you're just not happy here. Mm-hmm. And in one job, they gave me a month off with pay to go find something that made me happy.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I guess I was pretty miserable at work.
But I mean, the fact that they even did that, that's pretty extraordinary.
Absolutely. Yeah. That doesn't happen too often.
And no. No. But I mean, you basically did something called pivoting. And, you know, you identified something that you desired and your focus was going in that direction. And it was taking your mind off to some degree of the misery. And it's kind of like if you can take that step away from the misery toward something that you want, that's that much time that you're not focused on the negative aspect of things. And, you know, some people don't know what they want. Okay, I know I hate my job, but I don't know what it is I want to do. And so that's also a beginning step of saying, I don't know what it is I want. So then you say, well, what do I like? What could I see myself doing and not be aware of how much time it takes to do it? And that kind of will begin to tell you like what road you want to go down. You know, you may like to draw and actually be drawing during meetings, you know, doodling on paper. But you think or you've told yourself, I can't have a career doing that. Well, why not? Who said you can't? And why are you listening to that? So if you find that you like to doodle, explore drawing. Explore that even more. And if you find that a day could go by and you could draw, well, that tells you that perhaps your interest would be in that arena. And sometimes you have to go down an arena to find out. It's not necessarily it. And that's okay. Because it'll help you begin to go, oh, but that might not be it. And I'll give you an example. I was in between the performing aspect of my life, the connection. I went through probably a 10-year period where I was trying to figure out, well, who am I? What is it that I want? I've done this one thing. I've identified as this one thing as a performer for so much of my life. What is it that I want to do? I don't know. And so I spent about 10 years I did a lot of traveling. I was teaching. I was choreographing in places like India and Hong Kong. And I started different businesses. And each business that I would start, I'd do it for a while and I'd go, that's not it. But each one rolled into something else. So I started at one point creating jewelry and got to that, that's not it. And then I began to create wall hanging. So you begin to really discover who you are as you're figuring out what it is that you want to do. Pretty cool.
Pretty neat. Now we're talking about our employment or our jobs or our careers. What about relationships? I mean, sometimes we do get involved in relationships that don't serve us, but it is something that we've got to weather through, like whether we've got an elderly parent or someone in our life that is causing a little bit of chaos. Any tips and techniques that you can share on that?
Absolutely, because I could check all of those things off that you just mentioned. I'll go to relationships first. I've had some relationships in my life, and some of them were not really good. Some of them were rather destructive. Some of them were downright dangerous. And I got to a point, and this is going back to my dad. So it's like dad and then relationships, other relationships. And one day I was crying about something that had happened. And I began to realize, kiddo, you're the common denominator. Again, it always comes back to you. And that's the hard thing. A lot of times we don't want to take that hard look at how we contribute to our circumstances. But when I did that and I began to realize that I had either excused people's behavior or hoped that I could fix them or any of that stuff that we do as women. When I really began to look at that and realize that, okay, I was half of the problem. And I'm gonna tell you, that changed everything. Once I began to really see that and could stop being mad at my ex-husband for XYZ things happening and stop blaming, you know, the other guy for this happening, when I started to really go, you know, you have some responsibility in this, that's when things changed. And that's when I began to look at why. Why was I attracting these people? What aspects of me did I need to give some love to so that I'd have to depend on other people to give it to me in the way that I thought it should be given to me? And when I started doing that, it made a big difference in the next relationship that came my way and to the relationship that I'm in now. As far as elder parents, I have a stepmother that's, you know, older, and that's been a learning process. It's been, it's hard to watch somebody go through things that you think you could have helped them avoid. And that's a big lesson where you can't take away people's journey. You can't take away people's lessons. People have to learn the way that they learn. And even though you may be able to see clearly, they still got to walk that walk. So if you are dealing with elderly parents and they are being impossible to deal with, for lack of a better term, sometimes you got to step off, and that may seem heartless, but sometimes you have to step off because you are repeating the same behavior that helps keep the cycle cycling. And it takes one person to change the behavior, and it ain't going to be them. So you have to change how you're approaching a circumstance or how you're approaching them and what you expect from them. So like that whole thing of letting go and understanding that people have to do things the way that they feel they have to do it. It doesn't matter whether you know that they're going to cause a fire or not. That's hard. You know, to be able to just go, oh, yeah, okay. But I have found in my life that that has made some things a lot easier and more peaceful in our relationship because I've changed how I've approached them. And again, that's a doozy, but it does make changes.
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything, and still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutriSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you, within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutriSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you are experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what other tips can you give us to help us reduce our stress and our anxiety?
Well, again, it goes back to understanding what is causing you stress, because you can look at a situation many ways. And again, I have to use my own life as an example. I have a landlord that for the beginnings of our relationship, we fought all the time. All the time. There was not a time that we had a conversation that did not turn into a fight. And we had a very, very combative relationship. And it caused me a lot of stress. So this is about perspective. Your perspective makes a huge difference in terms of your stress and your anxiety. Every time he would text me, I'm coming over to do whatever. I went through this whole laundry list of how much I hated him, how stupid he was. It was like constant, just this laundry list. So yeah, you're going to be stressed out. And yeah, you're going to be anxious. And then one day I said, you know what? I had enough of that. I had enough of it. I didn't like the way it made me feel. He was, going to be a jerk whether I responded to him or not. So one day I said, you know what? I'm going to deal with him differently. And because he used to didn't speak. He'd come in here and wouldn't speak. And I wasn't speaking either. So one day I said, you know what? I'm going to change how I behave toward him. And again, this is perspective. Because he is who he is. And he'd come by and I'd say hello and he wouldn't speak. And instead of allowing it to be, that guy didn't speak and blah, 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 and I spoke to him and da, 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 da. Instead of going through that, because that's stressful and that's anxious inducing, I just went, eh. And then this just kept going on, and I'd speak, he wouldn't speak. And then one day he started speaking. And then one day I would ask how he was doing and he would grunt or whatever. And then eventually he would start asking me how I was doing. And we started to actually begin to communicate as humans without fighting. Now, did it change who he is? No. Is he still the same guy? Yes. But it changed the dynamic of our relationship. My looking at him differently and deciding that I was going to treat him civilly changed how we deal with each other. So he is the same person, but our dynamic is not the same. Our conversations are not the same. And I don't feel the same kind of dread whenever I know he's got to come by or whatever. Does he annoy me to no end sometimes? Yes. But in terms of that thing that I used to feel, which is stress and anxiety, I don't have that now. So perspective is probably one of the biggest things beside identifying what it is about a situation that stresses you, your perspective really makes a huge difference. Like you can get up and it's cloudy and go, oh, horrible day. It's a horrible day. Somebody else will get up and go, oh, wow. Look at the formation of the clouds. Look at the color of the clouds. Look at how the light bounces off the clouds. Different perspective. Same situation. Which one do you think causes more stress? The first one. Ah, it's a horrible day. So it's your perspective is one of the biggest things you can do in changing your, in lowering your stress and your anxiety. Because like begets like. If you are spinning out about how much you hate something, you're going to spend the most of your day thinking about that. If you think about how much you love something, you're going to spend most of your day thinking about that, because one thought leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. And if you understand that very basic thing that like begets like, it may help you make some different choices in terms of the things that stress you out and the things that give you a lot of anxiety.
I love that. And it is so true. Like with the different perspective, you know, you can have one thing and look at three different people's perspective on it and it'll be completely different. And it depends on where you want to put yourself, really.
Absolutely. It really comes down to choice. We think we don't have a lot of choice in situations, but you have more choice than you think. And your viewpoint, your outlook, your perspective, all of those things make a big difference in how stressed out you are.
Now, do you have any practices that you like people to use to change their perspective or change their mindset?
Being observant. You know, it's like I don't have like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Become more observant of your behavior, not necessarily the other person. Because that's the easy thing to do. Oh, this person gets on my nerves. Oh, this person, whatever. It's harder to turn that light on yourself. And so I tell people to observe. Observe how you think. Observe how you behave. Observe habits. You know, are you always reacting to things? Or are you being able to be more of a witness? It's really getting under your own skin and understanding how you tick. And for me, it's not like an ABC. You can just take something very simple, like think of something that you complain about. So I'll use something like my hamstring. My hamstring is injured. If I spend most of my day thinking about how much it hurts, it hurts more. If I spend my day taking care of it in the sense of I, you know, massage it, I rub it, I keep it warm, then I don't spend so much time thinking about it because I'm taking care of it. So my intent is not to complain about it or be in pain. My intent is to heal it. So the focus is different.
Absolutely. So we're going to wrap this up. So now I understand you have an audiobook that's available for people.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes. I have an audiobook and ebook series called Seven Daily Thoughts and Mind. I can't even say the title. Seven Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth. And some of what I've talked about is in these audiobooks. There are four, and they are like little bite-sized things, pieces of information, or things to just begin to help reprogram you and to kind of get you to look at things a little bit differently. And it's broken into 7 days, so you don't have to like tackle this whole idea, because this road of mindfulness is not, I got it in one day, I can follow 25 steps and I'm done. This is a lifelong practice. And the more that you do it, the easier it becomes, or the more natural it becomes for you.
I love that. Well, thank you very much for your time today. Super helpful. And yeah, I mean, people need to really take a look at what is causing their stress and their anxiety and, you know, make that change and take that responsibility.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.